Hi everyone, welcome again to our podcast. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you're really enjoying this way of looking at the Bible and looking at the lectionary. I think it's always so important to start with the literal sense of the text, and that's what we do in this podcast. So let's jump into today's reading, which is Luke chapter 5, verses 27 to 32. Jesus noticed a tax collector, Levi by name, sitting by the customs house, and said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything, he got up and followed him. In his honor, Levi held a great reception in his house, and with them at table was a large gathering of tax collectors and sinners. The Pharisees and their scribes complained to his disciples and said, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus said to them in reply, "It is not those who are well who need the doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the virtuous, but sinners to repentance." So let's start by asking, what's the context? What has just been happening in Luke? So at this point, Jesus is walking around the villages of the Sea of Galilee, preaching. He's becoming more and more popular. And we're introduced, or Jesus notices someone sitting by the sea, who is a tax collector. So what are tax collectors? These were Jews who essentially worked for the Romans. They were hired by the Romans to collect taxes from the Jews. And the Jews didn't like tax collectors for three reasons. So they worked for the Romans. That automatically makes them an enemy of the Jews. They take people's money, and no one likes that. And thirdly, they had a habit of corrupting the taxes, as in they would take more than they were supposed to and keep some of the money for themselves. So the tax collectors were not liked in Israel. And to be honest, to be a tax collector, you usually have to be a fairly sneaky, perhaps wicked kind of person to enter into that kind of field of work. And that's probably what Levi is. Levi's probably a bit of a nasty person, although we don't know, that's speculation. So the Jews assume tax collectors to be sinners automatically just because they work for the Romans. That puts them in, makes them sinners automatically. So Jesus notices a tax collector whose name is Levi. In other Gospels, he's called Matthew. So this is the author of the Gospel of Matthew. So Luke here is introducing us to the character of Matthew. And Matthew doesn't say anything here. But as you soon see, he does do something quite profound. And he's sitting by the customs house, or another translation of that is tax office. So here's Levi sitting in a tax office, and this particular one is located strategically on a major trade route on the border with Philip's territory. So they're in Herod's territory, and they're on the border of Philip's territory that ran through Capernaum. So Capernaum, Jesus' sort of base of operations, is actually right on the highway of a really important trade route, and a lot of people would pass through there. There'd be a lot of taxing going on because they're moving from one territory to another. And these little boxes, these toll boxes or tax offices, were where they collected the taxes. And they probably also collected taxes associated with fishing, because Capernaum is a fishing village. Now, it's estimated that the combined tax on the Jews at this particular time in history was something, if you factor in the fact that they had a temple tax imposed by the Pharisees, they had Herod's taxes for living in Herod's area, and then the Roman taxes to support the Roman army. If you add that all together, scholars reckon that the Jews at this time had to give up a third of the person's income, which I guess is not that unlike our culture today, really. So they're in a similar position in terms of taxes. So Jesus sees Levi there in the tax office, and he simply says to him, "Follow me." That's all he says. And Levi gets up straight away and follows him, and the text says he leaves everything behind. So it's not clear whether Levi knew who Jesus was. Has he heard of Jesus? Maybe. But something about Jesus made him leave his livelihood and follow him immediately. He drops everything, leaves his old life behind, and follows Jesus straight away. That's quite admirable for someone who makes a living deceiving people and taking people's money. So it's quite an amazing conversion story if you really think about it. It's a very similar reaction to the fishermen. Remember, Jesus, when he calls the fishermen, says, "Follow me," and they drop their nets and they follow him straight away. So Matthew or Levi's reaction here is quite similar to something Jesus says later in Luke, which is, "Every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple." So Levi is kind of a model of what Jesus expects his disciples to be. Verse 29, the scene changes. Levi made him a great feast in his house. So Levi invites Jesus back to his house. And with them at table was a large gathering of tax collectors and others. So there's heaps of people here at this feast. There's probably lots of people that worked on preparing this big feast. Jesus is there with all of his disciples. And Levi is just so happy that Jesus has called him. So he puts on a feast. So what's going on here? Why are there tax collectors and others at the table? Well, many of Jesus' close followers are here at the table. And by this time, some of Jesus' followers included tax collectors and sinners. Now, that's not his apostles. The word here is disciples or followers, who are those kind of in the outer circle of Jesus' ministry. So they follow him around full time, but they're not one of the 12 apostles. By this time, some of these disciples were tax collectors and sinners. And obviously the Pharisees don't like that. So the Pharisees and their scribes, now who are they? The Pharisees are considered to be the leaders of the common Jewish people, the popular interpreters of the law. And they did actually have Jewish authority. Whatever the Pharisees said is what the Jews were expected to do. So the Pharisees had all sorts of rules about who counted as holy and who counted as a sinner. And the very experts amongst the Pharisees were called scribes. So the scribes were experts in the Old Testament writings. So the Pharisees and the scribes murmur against his disciples. And then they ask Jesus a question. They're not happy about the disciples. So they say to Jesus, "Why do you eat?" Now, what does eating mean? In that culture, eating with someone means you're welcoming them into their house and basically means you're accepting them. So when the Pharisees ask Jesus here, "Why do you eat with them?" what they really mean is, why do you accept these people? Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? And it's a fair question, because their line of thinking is probably something like this. If you are indeed sent by God, why do you associate with sinners? That does not seem to make sense. God is holy, sinners are not holy. If you're sent from God, why would you associate with the sinners? So the fact that Jesus accepts sinners, obviously there's a lot of theological implications here. The fact that he's calling sinners in and that sinners are accepting the call indicates his power to call people to repentance. And this is his response to the Pharisees. "It is not those who are well that need the doctor, but the sick." Now, if Jesus just left it at that, we wouldn't really necessarily know what he means. But luckily, he goes on to explain that metaphor in the very next breath. By the way, that's something you always want to look for, particularly in parables. If Jesus says something cryptic, read on straight afterwards and see if he interprets it. Because if he interprets it, that's the interpretation we have to go with rather than making up our own. Sometimes he interprets what he's just said for us. Sometimes he doesn't. In this case, he does, though. "I have not come to call the virtuous, but sinners to repentance." Now, by the way, Luke himself is a physician. He's a doctor. So it's significant here that Luke mentions this phrase about the doctors. But Jesus says it means, "I've not come to call the virtuous, but sinners to repentance." Notice that. "I've not come to call the virtuous, but I have come to call the sinners to repentance." So Jesus' whole mission is to get those who have wandered far from God to come back to him, to repent. So in this case, in this context, he's talking about tax collectors and sinners. Jesus has come to call people like that to be his disciples. Now, as the parable of the prodigal son illustrates, some people at the time of Jesus were already in God's favor. The older brother in the parable, as much as he's grumpy in the parable, if you know the parable of the prodigal son, the father says, "All that you have is, all that I have is yours." And that indicates that the older brother was in the favor of God already. So in the time of Jesus, there were people who were already righteous with God. We need to be okay with that. Sometimes you'll hear it say that no one was good enough for God at that particular time in history, and that's what Jesus came to fix. That's not true. I think Jesus' teaching here makes it clear that there were some virtuous, righteous people in the time of Jesus. But Jesus has come to focus on those who aren't and who need to come back to being righteous. So the Messiah has come to restore those who are outside of God's favor and to bring them back into God's kingdom. Notice what he's calling the sinners to. I've come not to call the virtuous, but sinners to repentance. He's calling them to do something, to repent. So he's not just calling them to be his disciple and go to a few banquets or something. He's calling them to repentance. That's his ultimate goal here, is that they would change and turn to God. We always need to keep that in mind when we talk about accepting sinners and things like that. The call, according to Jesus, is to accept sinners, but to then call them into something else, which is repentance. Now, how does the Catholic Church develop teachings based on this passage? So there's one clear reference here to it in paragraph 588 of the Catechism, which is in the section about Jesus and Israel's faith in God. It says, Jesus scandalized the Pharisees by eating with tax collectors and sinners as familiarly as with themselves. Against those among them who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others, Jesus affirmed, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. He went further by proclaiming before the Pharisees that since sin is universal, those who pretend not to need salvation are blind to themselves. So all people need salvation. That's clearly the teaching of the church, and that's the teaching of this paragraph as well. And basically, this paragraph is a summary of how Jesus calls sinners to repentance and how the Pharisees didn't really like the fact that he did that. That's the end of today's podcast. And thanks again for listening. Please tune in again tomorrow.